Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning. I'm going to teach government for SS1. My name is Mrs. Florence Iwanyawu, the government stroke CRK teacher. Today, we are going to talk about confederal system. Before now, we have talked about federal system of government. We say that federal system of government could be defined as a constitutional division of powers among the three tiers of government. But today, we're going to look at something that looks similar, that look like federal system. This one is called confederal system. Now, confederal system could be defined as a voluntary association of sovereign states with a weak center. I'll repeat. It could be defined as a voluntary association of sovereign states with a weak center. Now, the essence of repeating the definition is for you to get it straight. When we talk about confederalism, it is a system of government practiced by more than one state or more than one nation. In other words, one nation cannot practice confederalism. One nation or one country cannot practice confederal system. Now, I want to explain the term sovereign and the term voluntary. Now, in government, when we say that a state has or has obtained its sovereignty, that means it has had its legitimate right to do as it pleases. That means the state has the right to make laws and order, which the citizens must obey. Now, before any state or country starts making such laws and order, that state or country must have gained independence. In other words, a country who is under colonialism cannot be referred to as a sovereign state. Okay. Now, referring to the term voluntary, it means that in this system of government, membership is voluntary. Membership is not compulsory. People can come, states can come and go at will. Now, before I proceed, I want us to get familiar with some of the terms of this system. We're going to be talking about component states. Now, component states here are referred to the member states who have come together to form the union. We are also going to be talking about weak central government. Now, this weak central government had to do with different representatives from different component states that have come together to form the union. Some of you will be wondering, why is it referred to as a weak center? It is referred to as a weak center because the component states are more powerful than the central government. If you still remember what we did in federal system, the federal government is stronger than the state and local government. But in this context, it is a different thing altogether. It might interest you to understand that in the 80s, two countries in Africa, Senegal and Gambia, had also practiced confederalism. Also, in the 19th century, Germany had also practiced confederal system. Sometime in 1781 to 1789, United States of America had also practiced confederalism. In other words, it was a system that people had practiced one time or the other. Now, another example of some unions that look like confederalism is United Nations Organization, AU, and the rest of them. Remember, like I said earlier, one country cannot practice confederal system. Okay. It is also important for you to understand that before countries come together to form this union, they must have considered certain factors. They must have considered their pros and cons. They must have also considered the benefits that will come from the association. Remember, one of the basic features of this association is that it is voluntary. The association is voluntary. States can come in and go at will. Now let's look at the features of confederal system. Now when we talk about features here, you still remember there are those things you will see and you know that we are talking about a particular thing. You know, we have features of federal system. Remember them? Now, one of the major features of confederal system includes constitutional division of powers, remember? But right now, we're going to talk about the features of confederal system. Now, one of the major features of confederal system is consultations. Consultations. Now, it might interest you to know that consultations are made before decisions are done under this union. And the people that make these consultations are the representatives at the center. The representatives of different component states at the center. They are the ones that will make consultation from their different countries. And whatever this country says is final. Let it not be a factor that is somehow confusing. If we have four countries, for example, practicing confederal system, let's say we have country A, B, C, and D practicing confederalism, and there appear to be a decision that had to do with contribution of 100 million each. If four of them should contribute 100 million each, that means they'll be having something like 400 million at the end of the day. Now, it is not the duty of those representatives at the center to go back to their different countries to say or ask if it is possible for them to accept such idea or not. Remember that all fingers are not equal. Some countries might accept and some might not accept. So it is based on the acceptance of those people in the union that will warrant whether the decisions will be adopted or not. We have loose union. Under this system, they have loose political union. Having a loose political union entails free decision making. Of course, people come and go at will. And as a matter of fact, since there is a loose political union, some countries might decide they have had enough. Now, they also, one of the features also includes no effective executive, no effective executive authority. That means that members send delegates for representation. Members are not actually expected to be there themselves. Rather, they are being represented. That is why we have representatives. We have the component units, and we have the weak central government as one of the major things you will see, and you know that we're talking about confederation. Another feature, a very important feature of confederation, is no national armed forces. Some textbook will refer to this as no standing army. Whenever you see no standing army, it doesn't mean that the armies are not standing or something. What it means is that they don't have a national armed force. That is, the armed forces are not nationally trained. Rather, different component units maintain their armed forces. They don't have a particular one that is meant for the union. For example, Let me use AU, African Union, as an example. In as much as there are so many member states, there is no particular one that is meant for the organization. Rather, individual states can bring their armed forces in terms of if they have to go for external aggression, they have to bring their individual armed forces to fight external aggression. Okay. Now, let us look also at unstable political system. Another feature of confederal system is unstable political system. Now, instability here is opposite of stability. When we say we have political instability, that means the government is not steady. Under this system of government, there is political instability because member nation comes and goes. Now, another feature that is very, very powerful in this system is right of secession. Right of secession. Secession is spelled S-E-C-E-S-S-I-O-N. That means withdrawal. That means what? Withdrawal. In this system of government, citizens or member states have the right to secede. They have the right to withdraw at their convenient time. Remember, one of the major features, or rather, one of the points I made when I was defining it was the term voluntary. The association is voluntary. States can come and go at will. Therefore, secession, right to secession, is a very strong feature of confederal system. Another feature is even development. Even development. In as much as different states or different countries have come together to form a union, they also help themselves to develop evenly. Now, I want us to talk about the merits of this system. Remember that everything that has merit also has demerits. But today we are going to look at demerits, that is, the advantages of this system. One of the major advantages of this system is mutual benefit. They have mutual benefits in the sense that their interests are the same. Probably some of them who had gone into the association in order to get debt reliefs or probably borrow some money from their member nation. Others might have gone there to ask for protection or something like that. Another advantage is that the association or the union is voluntary. In other words, country can come and go at will. Another advantage is that the component states have control over the affairs of the union. The component states have control over the affairs of the union. In other words, they know when they are tired of the union and they have the right to say they are no longer interested, unlike what is happening in Nigeria today. I must make reference to what is happening in Nigeria because it is a clear fact that if Nigeria were to practice confederal system, the Biafran would have seceded long time ago. Now, it is dangerous for them to secede under a federal system of government because there is no provision for secession. I hope you remember this. It would have been a different ball game if Nigeria were to practice confederal system, where secession happened to be one of the features. Okay. The last of the merit, but not the least, is equality of states. Now, it is important for us to remember that member states are treated equally. Member states in this union are treated the same. There is no preferential treatment. There is no provision for this one has more population or this one is richer. So long as you are a member of the union, you'll be treated equally. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. But first of all, remember that when we talk about confederal system of government, it is a voluntary association of sovereign states with a weak center, and that confederal states are usually free. That is, they must have obtained their independence before they can form this union. Above all, the union is voluntary. States can come and go at will. It is also necessary for you to know that one country alone cannot practice the system. It had to do with two or more countries. Now, in our next class, we shall be talking about the demerits, that is, the disadvantages. Hope you must have learned something from today's class. Read up the disadvantages so that when I come around next time, I'll start from there. Thank you.